This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's news of Brexit today, which it's been a long time since we've heard that on this or really any other program. It's weedy, as Brexit tends to be. Suffice it to say, Prime Minister Boris Johnson over in the UK is trying to find an edge in his country's relationship with the European Union, and it's not going so well. We, though, are going to Germany today for our EU story. Chancellor Angela Merkel has been in power there for 15 years through a series of economic challenges, a refugee crisis, and now a pandemic. She has said she is done after the end of her fourth term next year. So Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been talking to some German economists to see what happens next.
Angela Merkel's approval rating has soared over her handling of the pandemic, and not just for keeping Germany's death rate much lower than other large European countries, less than a quarter that of France, less than a fifth that of Britain. Marcel Fratscher is head of Germany's leading economic think tank, the DIW.
Confidence among consumers, among companies, is stronger than in many other European countries. So I think overall, the government has handled the crisis quite well from an economic perspective.
In spite of her tight-fisted approach to public spending, Merkel pumped $1.2 trillion into protecting workers and companies. Aside from the pandemic, says Michael Wolgemuth of the University of Wittenherdecke, her economic scorecard looks impressive.
Overall, the 15 Merkel years were rather good years for the German economy, especially when compared to most of our neighbours.
While French and Italian living standards have either stagnated or fallen, Germans are on average 20% better off than when Merkel came to power. But Wolgemuth doesn't give Merkel all the credit.
It is not governments that produce wealth and jobs, but workers and entrepreneurs.
Certainly many voters didn't reward Merkel for the buoyant German economy at the last general election 3 years ago. Despite her jolly campaign music, Merkel's election result in 2017 was dire. She almost lost power, thanks to her earlier decision to allow more than 1 million Syrian refugees and other migrants into the country. "Send them home," howled this angry crowd at one of many anti-immigration rallies. "Whoever makes it to Germany can stay here forever," said the man with the megaphone. "Are we living in a madhouse?" Professor Gustav Horn from the University of Duisburg, Essen, says Merkel didn't do enough to allay German fears over the influx.
Many people felt very insecure by such a mass of people entering in such a short period of time. In a way, she did the right thing, but she did not explain it very properly to the people.
But today, the protests have largely disappeared. And, says Marcel Fratscher, the process of integrating those 1 million migrants is well underway.
Almost half of refugees who have come have jobs now or are in training. Children are very well integrated.
Other critics of Merkel's 15-year tenure focus on the physical fabric of Germany under her stewardship.
In terms of infrastructure, if you look at the roads and the bridges, the conditions are often quite poor.
That's Stefan Legger, a German-born lecturer in economics at the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland.
The other day we read that just 1 in 10 bridges in Germany is in a good condition. The public train system is a running joke. I mean, if it's running at all.
And among the other structural economic problems Merkel has not addressed, says Marcel Fratscher, Germany's over-reliance on manufacturing and exporting, and its failure to maintain a lead in the businesses of the 21st century.
In all digital sectors, German companies are lagging behind those in the US and many parts of Asia.
But none of the economists we've consulted say Merkel's leadership has been below par. Far from it. Germany's economy grew by over a third during her tenure, 1.5 times the growth rate of its nearest EU rival, France. Merkel survived at least 4 major economic crises. And after 15 years, she's still on top. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.